Welcome to the Retail Insider video interview series. I'm your host, Craig Patterson, and we're joined here today with a special guest. This is Sarah Power. She's the founder and director of Inland. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you so much, Craig. What a pleasure to speak with you again.
And now just a quick word from our sponsor, Sajo, Canada's first specialized retail builder. Visit the link in our show notes to see Sajo's holistic approach and transdisciplinary team to explore and understand your needs. Now, back to our podcast.
Yes, we spoke last year. Let's remind people here, some people may not have watched or listened to this, what Inland is, and let's talk about the 10th anniversary.
Absolutely. Inland is, we like to say, Canada's leading retail pop-up platform, showcasing emerging designers, primarily focused on limited edition, small batch collections. Since founding in 2014, which is just blowing my mind to even say that out loud, 10 years ago, Inland has showcased over 500 designers at various events. Used to be biannual. Now I've gone to a bit of an annual format every spring. And it's really a place for these designers who are primarily selling their products online to get in front of the public, to get into unique retail locations and be able to take the product to the community.
Let's talk about unique retail locations. You've got a location this year. This is going to be held, what is it, May 9th to 12th?
That's right.
Sarah, tell me about the location of the Inland pop-up this year at CF Toronto Eaton Centre. It's going to be on the third floor, I think, in a space next to Sephora where William Sonoma used to be.
Yeah, for sure. It's actually on the third level. So they call that the sort of luxury level of the mall. So that's a really great opportunity for us to really get in there and disrupt the experience that consumers are really having on a traditional basis in the mall setting, which I think is really important for both the customer and the retailer. We were really pleased to be able to get into the CF environment based on their particular interest in providing new experiences for their shoppers. So they're really interested in that. The retailers around us are very excited. And of course, Inland and all the designers are excited. And the way that partnership came to be, or that placement within the CF Centre, is through our partnership with the Creative School of Fashion at Toronto Metropolitan University. So this is the second year in a row that TMU has been coming in. TMU graduating students have been coming in to showcase their work as part of the larger curated selection of designers at Inland. So it's really exciting. There's about 8 or 9 designers. We're still determining it. They're going to be at the show in May. So it's really exciting.
Wonderful. Now, Toronto Metropolitan University, I think, has actually produced a lot of designers. It's got a program in-house that's... Do you know much about that? I'm actually not totally familiar, but I do know that it's a big thing and we've seen it for years.
Oh, TMU has a leading fashion program. They're really doing some innovative work there. They have the Fashion Zone, which I've worked with before. We used to host an annual competition where students would give a pitch presentation in order to be admitted into the show. So we've done some really fun things over the years. And the chair there, Joseph, is really keen on using not only just the location of TMU, being very centralized. It's right down the street from CF Eaton Centre. So it makes a lot of sense for it to be a hub of retail and fashion, and to really combine all these different elements. They also partner with FAT, Fashion Art Toronto. So they're doing a lot of really great work. So I'm really pleased to be working with that group.
That's amazing. And it's local too. Let's talk a bit about the pop-up at CF Toronto Eaton Centre that's coming up, the Inland pop-up that is in the old William Sonoma space on the third floor. So let's talk about some of the brands that are going to be in there. There's going to be some big ones, like you mentioned. There's some a little more artisanal, smaller, less known. Who's going to be there this year?
I won't tell you all of them. The lineup is actually online. You can go to madeinland.ca and it's right on the homepage. But I will share that there are 40 designers, 40 plus designers in the Inland collection, in addition to the TMU students. And we have some really big names from Christopher Bates is going to be there, Bustle Clothing. Both these brands have been around for a long time, to some more artisanal brands, as you said, with Ashes, for instance, is one from Hamilton and she does upcycling work. She just presented at the Artist Project, a runway show in partnership with Fashion Art Toronto again. And she's really having some really innovative looks that are coming out. And I think really honing in on that creative aspect of upcycling, becoming a luxury item, is really a unique force in the fashion industry. So that's really great. There's a mix of jewelry designers. There's 2 shoe designers. There's a couple of swimwear, loungewear designers, lots of variety. And people are coming all the way from Vancouver. There's 2 designers from Vancouver, a lot from the Toronto area and a couple from Montreal. So really a great mix, a really well-curated mix.
Terrific, terrific. I've been to some of these Inland pop-ups as well, and it seems like sometimes you might find even retail buyers or whatnot. What kind of people attend these? I don't mean obviously the vendors, but attendees themselves.
You're absolutely right. Buyers definitely do come through because in Canada, we don't have an official buyer's market conference. I think buyers are really tapping into the idea that Inland could be both the showroom, a buying opportunity, a meet and greet opportunity. So buyers do come, media, influencers, and then of course shoppers. But the exciting part about being at CF Eaton Centre is that most of these shoppers wouldn't have necessarily been introduced to these brands because these aren't brands that are traditionally in that environment. And most of the Inland shoppers in the past haven't been people that go to traditional malls. They're looking for more of the boutique style designer, a little bit more independent. So I'm really interested to see how this merging of what the Inland ethos has been in the past into this new retail environment can produce. And I think it's going to be really great. I'm certain that shoppers are really going to respond well.
Oh, and there's going to be probably a lot of shoppers because CF Toronto Eaton Centre, at least before the pandemic, was it was certainly the busiest shopping center in North America, if not the world. It was over 50 million people a year apparently pass through that shopping center. So there's going to be a lot of potential exposure for those vendors that are going to be at this inland market.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think the traffic there, what is it, over 50 million? You said that's incredible. So, and also because I keep leaning into, we're right next to Sephora, which just has mad traffic. So we're really excited about that. And yeah, I think it's going to be great. So there's a lot of built-in traffic. Of course, we're doing our regular marketing and media outreach, but there's going to be just a significant amount of built-in traffic in that space that I think will be really extraordinary for the designers to just showcase their work, meet customers. And it's not always about the selling. I always say to the designers when they come to the show, it's not just about the selling, it's about understanding how consumers respond to your brand. How can you make tweaks? Because a lot of them are merging, they're still figuring out their formulas, they're still crafting their brand story. So that engagement is really important. And for them to learn from each other in the retail environment is really important as well.
And it's also a way to showcase product in a physical environment. During the pandemic, of course, people were online. In some cases, we weren't permitted to meet in person, literally. It was illegal for a period of time, but depending where a person lived, anyways. But now this is a situation where you've got brands in a physical space, you're bringing people back. Any opinions on physical retail versus online at this point? Because clearly there's demand for physical.
I have always been a fan of I love physical retail. I love the idea of going to touch and feel. And most people do. Anybody that I talk to, they're like, oh, it's so great to be back in person. They love having the conversations, the relationships that they can build with the designers is really valuable to that whole experience of purchasing something in person. And it's an opportunity to try it on. I think it's frustrating to get something in the mail, try it on, it doesn't fit, send it back. I think it was novel and easy in the beginning when online became such a rush, and especially during the pandemic. It's a letdown. Oh, now I have to go. And so you want to, people are also thinking really critically and consciously about what they're buying. So they want to be able to know that piece is something that they want to own. So going into a physical retail environment, having all those moments with the designer, trying it on, walking away, and keeping that item and cherishing it is something I think a really nice process. Yeah.
I agree completely. And it goes to that retail experience as well. You're getting it, it's there, and it was part of an experience, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And then of course, there's a lot of fast fashion. So a lot of retailers that you purchase from online, you really don't know what kind of quality you're going to get. So in this environment at Inland, you're able to feel the fabrics. You can understand the quality of them, understand from the designer's description whether or not what kind of care you have to put into the garment. So I think that's all really important too for the longevity of the pieces and making sure that we're investing in quality rather than quantity.
Terrific, terrific. Let's talk about previous years. It's been 10 years. You've had some interesting locations in terms of last year was the Club Monaco building on Bloor Street, just on Avenue Road. Yeah, any amazing memories or anything you want to talk about from previous shows over the last decade?
Oh, what a decade it has been. It's been extraordinary. The first location was at 99 Sudbury, which was very Queen West, a little bit south of Queen. I'm not even sure if that building's still there, to be honest, but it was like a warehouse and we just went in and very DIY, threw it up and made it happen, and it was great. Then it advanced to QRC West, which is a building near Queen and Spadina, which was an amazing lobby of an Allied property there, really extraordinary. And that really elevated the show. Then moved on to Design Exchange, did a piece there, did a couple pop-ups at the Art Gallery of Hamilton. I had formerly lived in Hamilton, so I had a sweetheart for that space and wanted to be there. Then moved on to Baby Village, as you mentioned, and now, yeah, CF. So it's been quite a journey, really exciting, and always just getting more and more luxurious, I think, is really what's happening. We're really putting a mark on Canadian fashion as being mainstream retail worthy, but with a boutique flair. I think that's really important, and it's part of the whole brand story of Inland.
And there'll be a range of product categories from apparel to accessories, jewelry, bags. It's probably footwear as well.
Yep, as I said, yeah, two footwear designers. Trey Soles is a designer that I'm so excited about. She actually focuses on shoes for women with larger feet. So it's size 9+, which I think is really interesting. There's quite a market for women who aren't able to get their regular sizes. And again, they can go to the store, meet the designer, try on the shoes. Now she's doing more of a showroom style presentation. So she'll have the shoes there for trying on. You can place the order and then they'll be shipped to you in 2 days. So it's really great. Designers are working with the Inland model in the way that works best for their particular business, which I think is neat too. So yes, two shoe designers, a whole variety of things. It's really a great lineup. I'm super excited. Many new designers. There's a few repeat from previous shows, but many new designers, which I always love discovering.
That's amazing. Well, I'm looking forward to attending this. This is going to be the Inland Market at Sea of Toronto Eaton Centre on the third floor, taking place from May 9th to the 12th of this year.
That's right. Yeah. And the shopping hours are the regular shopping hours for the mall, which is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 10 until 9, and Sunday, 11 until 7.
Wonderful, wonderful. Best of luck with everything as it gets set up, because I know there's going to be a lot of work, but it's going to be a lot of excitement and a lot of great brands. So thank you so much for joining us here today. This is Sarah Power. You're the founder and director of Inland.
Thanks so much, Craig. It was a pleasure.
And I'm Craig Patterson. I'm the founder and publisher of Retail Insider. Thank you so much, everyone, for watching or listening today on whatever platform you're on here. I'm Craig Patterson. I'm the founder and publisher of Retail Insider. Take care and bye for now.